Oh, not at all. Please go ahead. Shelby Greenbrier. I chose it for my current identity. I thought it sounded fun. Shelby Grace Braddock. August 2nd, 1781. I'm 223, if you did that. Of course. I grew up in Sunnyside Cliffs, which doesn't really exist anymore beyond abandoned buildings, but it was a beautiful place. My dad would tell me stories of the supernatural. He was what first got me into looking for Bigfoot, actually. My mom didn't believe in any of it, but he did. He left when I was 5 on what he said was to look for hints of the supernatural, werewolves mostly. That was what he liked. I never saw him again after. As I grew up, people could tell me he was a drunk and that my mom kicked him out. I still don't know what to believe, to be honest. But at the time, I decided I would go out and find something supernatural, something that proved he wasn't lying. And that's when I came to Oakhurst. Well, I'm here now, and I found it, didn't I? Well, a lot happened while I was there. What do you want to know? Well, the town had been abandoned for a very long time when all of us came across it. I was on my search for Bigfoot, which all of them repeatedly assured me was crazy. But look at us now, huh? I haven't actually looked in a while. It's kind of hard to in the city, and I've been preoccupied. Maybe I should go look again. I mean, that's what you're here for, isn't it? Hyro was the one who turned me. Scott wanted to, but they beat him to the punch. We were doing some nighttime fishing with Owen, Martin, Apo, and I think Sausage had joined us at one point, but they left before it happened. Not much. I think he was just keeping an eye on Pyro. He did his own thing most of the time. Wasn't a big fan of how Scott did things. A lot of things. Scared, for one. It wasn't exactly the most peaceful experience being chased down a beach fearing for your life. It was really cool, though. I mean, I'm immortal, for one, which is sick. I don't need to sleep or use my glasses anymore. And it is harder to come across blood freely nowadays, but the organization keeps us well stocked. They have farms, I think. It's not human, don't worry. I know the difference. Scott isn't the biggest fan of it, but he's been fine. About vampirism? Oh, she's fine. She's never had human blood, as far as I know. Yeah. Well, I didn't spend much time with Ren and Martin. Neither of them were keen on vampires, and I was turned pretty early. Martin set me on fire and killed me once, so that was terrible. But he wasn't bad. Neither was Ren. They just didn't get it. Now I understand why, but still hurts. I know Legs was looking for the cure for those who wanted it. He didn't really like Avid, but he was kind. Owen had some weird fascination with him. I still don't really understand it. Maybe they were in a relationship. Maybe Owen was just manipulating him. Maybe they were manipulating each other. He wasn't in a good place after Owen turned him, told Drift and I that he wanted to live, just not as a vampire. That he didn't deserve eternity. Next time I saw him, he had agreed to turn people and die. I don't know what Cleo and Scott said to him, but still feels wrong. He should have lived. The Polish was still part vampire anyways. What difference would it have made? I regret not saying anything, I guess. I thought you wanted to hear about what happened after. Well, Drift and I had a gig in the 20s, singing for this bar. Long closed down. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, God, I missed that. Scott did some bootlegging, too. He missed having wine, but I guess moonshine was enough. In the 90s, we managed to convince Abolish to join a bowling league with us. Almost made it professional. Sometimes Drift and I go. Scott got bored, and Abolish got busy. I'm a librarian. Drift picked back up her detective work, and well, what Scott does. We consult with Abolish's organization sometimes, but they haven't asked in a while. Not that I know of, at least. I might ask after this, actually. Abolish is having an evaluation with Scott soon, so it's a good opportunity. Of course.